Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Empowerment Place. This is your host, Valerie Burrell, grateful and thankful to God to be with you all again this week for another empowerment teaching. Amen. I'm so excited about the feedback we've been getting on the show the last few weeks. Grateful to all of our listeners all across the country. Our top listeners this past week were, of course, in the United States, Spain, South Africa, and Germany. So to all of our international listeners, I say thank you so much for your support. I pray that if these teachings are a blessing to you, that you will consider sharing our podcast with them. You can find us on Apple Podcast. You can download the Empowerment Place, and once these downloads from Blog Talk are complete, they will transfer over to Apple Podcast, so you can follow us there, and you can follow us on Blog Talk Radio so that you'll get a notification each time we go live. So thank you so very much. Our topic this week is Rise Up, You've Got Purpose, right? Rise up, you've got purpose. Grateful to our callers who've called in. Grateful to those who are in the chat room. If at any time you have a question or a comment that you'd like to make about this topic, something I've said, something you'd like to add, please press 1 and know that I will bring you live. Amen. For we certainly enjoy engagement from our listening audience. So if you're dialed in and you have something to add, you can press 1. If you're listening in the chat room, you can leave your questions and I'll try to respond to them as efficiently as I can. Multitasking. Amen. Amen. So let's go to God in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you now, thanking you for who you are, for what you've done, and for what's about to be released. Holy Governor, we acknowledge you as the chief teacher now. We know that you will speak to me and speak through me that which the listening audience should hear on tonight. We thank you that these seeds will be planted into fertile ground, that a harvest will come from it, O God, that the people will be empowered this evening to certainly go out and empower others to become that which you've purposed them to do. Father, we thank you now and count it done. In Jesus' name, amen, 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 amen. We're going to start off with our scripture for this evening's conversation, which comes from Jeremiah 29:11. When God is telling his people, he has a plan for them, and it's a good plan. This same promise holds true for us. The scripture reads, and see, I'm starting to talk. Let me give you the scripture. Because you won't say, that's not how that scripture goes, Pavel. And you're right. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. To give you a future and a hope. And I'm saying to you all, Holy Spirit is saying to you all to rise up. I've encountered several people in the last few weeks whose countenance has been low. Their head has been hung down. They are in a state of depression and high anxiety, and they feel as if nothing is going their way, and they don't know what to do to get out of it. They don't know what to do to get out of it. But I'm telling you that if you have faith, the word says, a grain of a mustard seed, to believe God and believe his word, then I need you to rise up. I need you to rise up. I need you to rise up. I'm your sister talking to you, my brothers and sisters. But not only do I need and want you to rise up, God wants you to rise up too. Often when we face our challenges, it causes us to sort of disqualify ourselves from anything that God has spoken concerning who we are. One of my friends on Facebook had posted a thought-provoking question on Facebook. He asked the question, is your pastor? loving man that he is, committed adultery and then divorced his wife and married the woman that he cheated on her with, would he still attend the church? And of course, there were diverse answers to that situation. But when I read that, I thought, well, how's that pastor feeling? Is he feeling like he can fulfill purpose? Is he feeling as though he's failed? You know, people are going to have opinions. Of course, there are going to be some who say, no, I'm not staying. Mind you, they might be doing the same thing. Be some that say, yeah, you know, judge not lest you be judged. But when we're in situations that are tough, it sometimes causes us to question, God, can I really do this, God? Is this really what you have for me to do? God, is this my purpose, God? Why the trying? Why the trouble? Why the tribulation? This can't line up. This can't be. But even in things such as that, I mean, I'm sure that's not the only leader that's experienced that. Wasn't the first, won't be the last. But in that, we've still got to move forward, knowing that we have purpose. Grateful to all the callers on tonight. Amen. Amen, amen. So, when we look at this scripture in Jeremiah 29:11, when he says, I have plans for you, and they're plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope, we have to exercise determination in pursuing what God has for us. Sometimes it's easier just to cower in and be like, I'm done. I can't take it anymore. This is too much. But we can't do that. We've got to continue to move forward in what it is that God has called us to. Even when we don't understand it, even when it feels like we're failing, we can't give in. We have got to rise up understanding that we have purpose. And you do have purpose. You've got to know this. Again, we fall short of expectations sometimes. But even with that, are you judging that based on the expectations that you have for yourself or the expectations that God has for you? Sometimes we put more pressure on ourselves than God puts on us. We beat ourselves up trying to be something like someone else instead of being who it is that God created us to be. Fearfully and wonderfully made in his image, he just wants us to be true to what he wants for us. And then we've got to know that God has already equipped us. He's already given us the gifts. He's already given us the grace. He's already given us the capacity, the talents, the abilities, everything that we need to do what it is he's called us to do. Now, mind you, it might mean sometimes that your skills might not be on point. And that's why I encourage people all the time, never stop learning, never stop being teachable. Because there's always somebody that knows more than you. But you still have the ability to reach the goal that God has for you, that good place, that good thing that he has for you. You still have the ability to get there. But you got to rise up. You got to rise up. Do you know how significant you are in the kingdom of God? Some people don't. And I hope that those who are listening to me right now, you're not one of them. You need to know how significant you are. I just read a post on Facebook again, in between homework and reading. You got to know your worth. And it can't be defined by anybody else. It has to be defined by what the Holy Spirit is speaking to you. You've got to know your worth. You've got to know your significance. And please, as you are rising up and operating in purpose, know too
that what it looks like for you may not be what it looks like for somebody else. And don't try to make it look like what somebody else does. I appreciate the gifts, the callings, the anointings of everyone who is dialed in today. I do. Lord have mercy, I do. I could go down the list. And there's something about each and every caller that I'm looking at right now that I go, wow, 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 and wow. I don't have what you have. You don't have what I have. But collectively, we have the ability to cause change to take place in atmospheres. We have the ability, as iron is sharpening iron, to be greater because we recognize how significant we are when we recognize our worth, when we recognize that there's work that needs to be done that God wants to do through us. She's equipped you to do a good thing. A good thing. Do y'all understand that, what that means? A good thing? I think sometimes we shortcut ourselves. We minimize ourselves. And like I said, you got to know your significance. You got to know your worth. John 10:10 says, the thief's purpose is to steal, kill, and destroy. My purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life. That's what God wants to do for us, give us a rich and satisfying life. But the only way that's going to happen is if our mindset is correct, that we understand our significance, we understand our worth, and we rise up to that which we've been called to do. Woo-hoo! Lord, yes. 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 Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Ooh, okay. Y'all can go ahead and press one because y'all saying some things in the spirit. We can have this conversation. We got a few minutes. Amen. Because some of you all are listening and still questioning, do I have it within me really at this point to rise up? I hear what you're saying, that I do have purpose, but I'm not feeling it. And yeah, we talk about understanding your significance and your worth. But some of you, even as I'm sharing this, are still feeling like, I hear what you're saying, but I know what I'm feeling. And that's something that maybe we need to talk about. We need to get to the root of the thing. To understand why it is that if you know God's word, that if you trust his word, if you're relying on the Holy Spirit to guide you in the way of truth, then there should be no reason that you're second-guessing what it is that God is saying, what it is God has spoken, what it is that God is doing in your life. You should be able to take the promises that he has for you, rise up, and begin to walk in it. Oh, Lord, 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 Lord. Yeah, rise up. If there had to be one thing that you felt that you needed in order to rise up today, right now, in this moment, if you felt like there's something missing and something that you needed to aid you so that you could have the strength to rise up, and whatever it is you're facing right now, what would it be? And you can press one, and if you want to share, I'd love to hear it. Because we need to be in a place where our transparency is okay, because generally when we're going through something, it's not just for us, but other people will be blessed by the experience and the testimony. So if you're not feeling as though you can rise up and you know that you've got purpose, but you don't feel like you're functioning in it according to God's will, plan, and purpose for your life, what is that one thing that you need that you feel would aid you in getting that place? I know some people will talk about tangible things, but it's not about the tangible thing. It's not about the tangible thing. It really is about coming to terms with who we are as individuals in Christ. It's about being true to our own journey, being true to our own reality. It may be that we have to be transformed by the renewing of our mind so that we're able really to see the truth of who we are and allow our definition of self to be defined by God through the Holy Spirit and not by anyone else, not even by ourselves. Often we don't rise up, not because of what anybody else has said or done. It's us. We're in our own way. And it's time to stop. It's time to let go of whatever it is that's kept you bound. And really go after everything that God has called you to do. Go after it like your life depends on it because your life does. God didn't make a mistake when he gifted you the way that he did. He did make a mistake when he anointed you the way that he did. He didn't make a mistake when he set you apart. One, being called and chosen. He didn't make a mistake. And the things that the Holy Spirit has been speaking to you about yourself, about what it is that God wants to do through you, you're not, it's not make-believe, it's truth. God is not going to lie to us. Holy Spirit is not going to lie to us. But he will reveal to us the heart of God concerning who we are. But we've got to be ready and willing to embrace that. I think I shared, I don't know which group I was talking to, but you know, when God began to speak things to me maybe 10 years ago about how he would use me and how I would travel internationally. And when I heard it, I was like, yeah, okay. I know I ain't going nowhere. That's what I said. But God's plan was that I travel internationally, and I have. That I have an imprint internationally, and I do. And it's not that my feet have touched every area, but where our voices have gone through the airways to all these different countries, our voice is gone and our feet will follow. Yes, God, in the name of Jesus. I shared with a sister the other day who's motivational to me. She's powerful at everything that she does. And I shared with her, I said, you know, there are things that God has given me to do and I've been dragging my feet. Well, I haven't really been dragging my feet, but I've been doing a part of it, but I've not been doing the whole of it. And God said that it was time for me to stop playing with it and get done. Essentially, he was telling me, Valerie, rise up. You've got purpose, and you need to get it done. And so if I'm in that place, and I know I'm not the only one, there are things that God has spoken, and we've touched them. We've done a little bit here and a little bit there, but we've not tapped into the whole of that thing. And he's been giving us strategy and instruction. We have the insight we need to move forward, but, you know, what's got me shackled still that I can't really rise up and do everything, y'all, everything that he's called me to do in this hour. It's time to rise up. Hon, do you have anything you want to share with the people? No? Okay, cool. I was about to ask him, y'all. He in the room. I want to make sure that if he has something to add to us, we want to hear his wisdom. Amen. 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 Anybody out there ready to rise up out of your situation, whatever it is, ready to rise up, understanding that you've got purpose, and start really pursuing what it is that God wants you to do? Again, if you'd like to join the conversation, press one. I'll gladly bring you on and hear what you have to say. I don't want to peg anybody, but I got some powerful folk on the line who have risen up out of some things and may be still confronting some things. If you're ready to rise up and you're ready to share, press one, I'll bring you live. Amen? Amen? Amen. I'm not going to tarry. I just wanted to drop by this afternoon to let you know that it's time to rise up. It's time to rise up. It's time to stop second-guessing what it is that God has spoken to you. It's time to rise up. It's time to let go of things that other people have spoken concerning who you are, and you let those seeds plant in your spirit and, you know, let doubt grow up and fear grow up. And we know that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but that a power, love, and a sound mind. You know, maybe it means that I got to get my mind right. And we talked about that a couple weeks ago. Whatever it takes for you to get in position to fulfill God's will, plan, and purpose for your life, it's time for you to rise up and get there. It's time for you to rise up because you've got purpose. So, Father, we thank you. We honor you for this word that you released to us tonight to remind us that we do, in fact, have purpose. And that you're ready for us to rise up and fulfill what it is you called us to. I pray now for those who are listening, oh God, that if they've been able to identify anything within them that may be a hindrance in keeping them from rising up and being, Father, that you would aid them. The Holy Spirit, give them the strategies they need to rid themselves of that hindrance so that they're able to move forward in you. Father, I thank you now. I honor you. I give you praise and count these things done in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you all. Thank you again so much for joining on this evening. If you have prayer requests, we will have prayer tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. Our intercessors will be on the wall interceding on your behalf. And if you're in the Richmond, Virginia, or Tri-Cities area, we invite you to join us on June 29, 10 a.m. at the Master's Church Ministries on West Broad Street, where the Empowerment Place will be hosting Hear Me Roar, It's Time to Uproot and Roar. Our phenomenal speakers will be Pastor Linda Brown, Prophetess Nina Williams, and Apostle Glendora Winston. I know that this will be a time of transition, a time of impartation, a time of deliverance. I'm so excited about what it is the Spirit of God is going to do in that place. And we want you there. This is a free event. Did you hear what I said? A free event. Just go to eventbrite.com, type in Hear Me Roar, RVA, and register. We'd like to know exactly how many people will be in the place. But this is a free event, and we welcome you to come. Be with us. Be empowered, ladies, and be ready to roar. We thank you so much again for joining us. Know that we love you. Every day do something to empower yourself. But once you've been empowered, please, my brothers and my sisters, take the responsibility to empower someone else. God bless you all. Good night.